This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Glad you're with us tonight. If you're making the trip over to Peoria, specifically the downtown area, you'll want to go to the Doug Oberhelman Caterpillar Visitor Center downtown. They have a lot of great exhibits dealing with the history of CAT and the things that they're working on. And they'll be starting an exhibit on July 2nd that deals with the relationship Caterpillar has had with NASCAR over the years. So we're going to talk about all that with Susan Morton, the manager of the Doug Oberhelman Caterpillar Visitor Center. Susan, thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Very glad to have you. First of all, I guess in general, how are things going at the Visitor Center these days?
These days are good. We're in our what we call our summer season, so we're busy and we like seeing all the crowds coming back.
Absolutely. Now's a good a time as any to come visit the Visitor Center, right?
Correct. We're open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. Sell the last ticket at 3:30, and our facility closes at 5.
That's great. All right. And if folks want to hold off till at least the 2nd of July, they'll look at a new exhibit dealing with CAT's relationship with NASCAR called Speed. Talk a little bit about that.
Correct. So on July 2nd, we're launching this new exhibit. And it is a collection from a gentleman named Corey Russell, and he's in Alabama. And we met Corey and realized that he had this vast collection of CAT racing memorabilia. So we asked him if we could borrow it, and he shipped it to us. So we're going to have over 200 pieces from his collection on display starting July 2nd. And the really exciting thing about the opening of the display is at 10 o'clock, we'll have Richard Childress and Ryan Newman here in person to open the exhibit, and then they'll do a private meet and greet autograph session for 150 lucky ticket holders.
That's great. Ryan Newman, of course, one of the more well-known drivers in NASCAR, and of course, Richard Childress, one of the well-known owners, and both of which have had a lot of success in the NASCAR
right.
over the years. That relationship between Caterpillar and NASCAR has gone on for quite a while now, hasn't it?
We're in our 26th season.
That's amazing.
It is.
What led Caterpillar, as far as you know, to want to partner with NASCAR? Just another way to get your name out there?
Yeah, the brand marketing has been sponsoring them. We started in 1993. And so we've had just a good relationship with that. And not only are we a sponsor of NASCAR, our equipment has been used to build and reconstruct several of the tracks throughout our 26 years.
So it's just the perfect example of what all that big yellow equipment can do, right?
Exactly.
There you go.
Exactly.
Talk about some of the memorabilia you have been able to obtain for this. There are some really cool things that will be on display.
Yeah, we'll have the fire suits from the 7 drivers who have represented Caterpillar, and we'll have helmets and gloves and pit crew outfits. And one of the really neat things that our team is doing is they've collected 19 pieces of sheet metal that Corey had, and they brought it here, and they are actually building a race car out of the different pieces of sheet metal. So you'll see sheet metal from different tracks, races that have happened in the past, but they're all CAT racing cars.
Was it how was it working with kind of Corey to determine what you would display that he was willing to show off here?
Well, Corey's such a fan. He wanted to show everything off. But unfortunately, we just didn't have the room for the entire collection. So we brought a good bit here, and we think that we've narrowed it down to 200 pieces. And hopefully we can fit it all. We're building it as we speak.
There you go. What's the most unique thing people will see once the exhibit opens?
I think that the car is going to be really unique
yeah.
because it's custom, so that will be one of a kind. And I think just the fact that there's so much memorabilia out there that, you know, you can see it all in one spot.
That's fantastic. I like that. And let's talk about the meet and greet here once again. You mentioned Ryan Newman, driver and owner Richard Childress will be there.
Right.
And there's still a chance for somebody to try and pick up one of these 150 tickets for the special
right.
meet and greet, right?
So they go on sale Monday morning at 10 a.m., and people can get them at our facility, or you can go online to our website, which is visitcaterpillar.com, and purchase them online. So that this is the third year that we've had the driver and the owner at our facility, and each time before they quickly sell out.
That's fantastic.
So that is a $7 ticket to get into the meet and greet, and I think people should, if you really want to go, you should go online Monday morning at 10.
Yeah, again, tickets on sale Monday at 10 a.m., and you can go to the visitor center or you can go online to purchase those tickets, right?
Correct.
And that website is?
visitcaterpillar.com.
All right, visitcaterpillar.com. We'll make sure we have a link to that along with conversation momentarily on WGIL.com after this interview airs. So in the larger sense, that's not really the only thing that's being added or changing these days at the Visitor Center, right? You're kind of changing out product on the
We're
product floor, right?
We're here right now. You're right. We do have an equipment floor change out that happens once a year. So on the evening of June 20th, we're going to move our antique collection out. Now, that was a really neat collection. So
yeah.
People haven't seen that. If they can get here before the close of business on June 20th, we have machines that we borrowed from a collector in California. And there's a couple of that are the rarest machines that you'll find. And there's a lot of neat stories behind his pieces. So if people could come and see that, I think they'd really enjoy it. So after those leave, then we'll bring in three big pieces of Caterpillar equipment, and these all have staircases, so bring the kids, they can climb on them, and that will be in addition to our NASCAR event. And then one other special thing, this is our second year,
mm-hmm.
So on June 16th, in conjunction with the steamboat activities that are going on downtown, we have regional collectors that collect antique Caterpillar machines, and they come and they park on Main Street right outside of our building, and they sit and visit with people that want to come and look at their antique machines and learn a little bit about the restoration and why they're collectors.
That's this Saturday. That's fantastic.
Yeah,
I love
Saturday.
That.
And that's free. So anybody can just pop down, see the machines, and then if they wanted to come inside and look at our facility, tickets are $7 for adults. Seniors are $6. Children 12 and under are free.
That's great. So, Susan, before I wrap up, I have to ask, how in the world do you get all that equipment in and out of the visitor center?
We have one really big door on the side of the visitor center.
I should have known that.
Some are a challenge and won't fit because we do have some really big pieces of equipment, but it's always fun for the visitors. They see the equipment on the side of the roads working on construction sites. It's always fun to see them and let them have the opportunity to sit inside the cab and really see how big these machines are up close and personal.
That's fantastic. All right. Susan Morton, the Visitor Center Manager, the Doug Oberhelman Caterpillar Visitor Center Manager, thank you so much. Again, Speed starts on July 2nd with that meet and greet with Richard Childress and Ryan Newman, but you can find out about all of that and more at visitcaterpillar.com, correct?
Yeah, thank you for having me on your show. I really appreciate it.
Very glad to have you again, Susan Morton with the Caterpillar Visitor Center on Galesburg's Evening News. We'll have more next on WGIL.